Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we go to the Dial Pad guest line. 95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Adam, good morning. Let's start with the situation in Miami. Second-year defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick. He was a number one overall pick of the Dolphins last year. Not number one overall, but he was their first-round pick last year. He has been given permission by the team to seek a trade. He's clearly not happy. The Niners have a need at the position. Now, who knows if they're actually going to get involved in the sweepstakes here, but do you have any idea what it might cost to acquire Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins?
Well, Joe, good to be with you guys. First of all, let's understand Minkah Fitzpatrick is a specialty type of safety. As one personnel guy said to me, you got to know how to use this player. He's a movable chess piece. He's not your typical safety. Unless you have a plan for him, it's not worth the investment. He's just not your typical. Line him up at a certain position, just leave him there. You're going to move him around a lot. It's a guy you'd rather have in your offseason where you could get him into your defense and figure it out. It's just not easy to make trades like this. They're going to want – there's a belief around the league they'll want at least a first-round pick because this guy was a first-round pick, and he's a terrific player. And, yeah, look, the Niners, the safety position, we've talked about this before on the station. It's been a problematic issue. Corner, they're better off. Safety, they've got to be better. And for this team, for the Niners to get where they want to get to be a playoff team, they got to play defensively like they did last week. Their defense was very efficient last week. And I know Jameis Winston turned the ball over a lot. Actually, four times he turned it over. But I think they got to keep the pressure on. It was really good to see them getting off to a really good start. Their D-line, as we suspected, would play well, and it did.
And when you look at this matchup with Cincinnati as it pertains to the offensive line of the Bengals, how does the defensive front for the 49ers match up? Can they wreak the same level of havoc against a Bengal offensive line?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they have four new starters on their offensive line. The only guy who's back is Bobby Hart, their right tackle. We know Bobby Hart gave up a lot of pressures last year. They have a guy named, actually, believe it or not, Michael Jordan, who's their fourth-round pick. He wasn't supposed to play this season, but because of some retirements and injuries, he's having to play. John Miller, formerly of the Bills, is there. Trey Hopkins, who's been a good story of development as an undrafted free agent, he's now starting. They've got a lot of moves here, but the way that they're moving the football, and you're going to see it in this game, John Ross finally is healthy. He's over his hamstring problems. And last year he was used a lot in the red zone, which is kind of interesting because he's a deep threat. Last week against Seattle, they just kept going deep and deep and deep to him, and he came up big. And Tyler Boyd, who was a breakout player last year, is there, and they could run it. Now, Mixon, by the way, has not practiced yet, and today's the big day for him. He's got a lateral ankle sprain. It's a day-to-day issue if he can't play Giovanni Bernard, who's been his backup since Mixon was drafted in 17. He would start. But the protection last week against Seattle really surprised me. They were tremendous, and Andy Dalton had a career day. It was almost hard to believe how well he did.
I couldn't agree with you more. Adam, where will the Cincinnati Bengals team offensively and defensively attack this Niners defense, and where would they attack also against the D? The offense?
You know, Zoe, it's interesting. I think what we're seeing, because their D-line, I thought, did really well last week. Last year you were going to have success throwing against the Niners secondary because Sherman wasn't himself, and you could throw against them. I think they're just better there. I think they're all back. Sherman, obviously, is. I mean, when I was in training camp for 2 days, I mean, everyone's telling me that he's all the way back. He looks great, and he does. I think that the way that the Niners are going to have to win is they're going to have to win up front with their D-line versus a brand-new, revamped Bengal offensive line. I think that's where they can do it. Now, if the Bengals could protect, they're going to go deep. They're going to try to get Ross singled up, and he could run by everybody. Remember, this guy was an elite deep threat, though I still think the Bengals severely overdrafted him in the first round. He should have gone late one, early two, instead of early one. And don't forget, Damian Willis is an undrafted free agent who they like. I know he'll be on the field. I think that if the Niners could just rush the passer and like they did last week. The Bengals will not have anywhere the success that they did last week. Though, let's not forget, though, that the Bengals, as well as they moved the football last week, and they did, they were not as successful, though, score-wise, as you would think. You would think when the quarterback's throwing for over 400 yards that Andy Dalton would just light it up, and he did. But they only scored 20 points, and they only scored 3 points in the second half. It's because the Seahawks started adjusting, and they were way more disciplined in the second half.
95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan with us here on 95.7 The Game. There's been a conversation that's been ongoing in the Bay Area for a couple weeks now. It seems like a lot of guys, insiders like yourself, I'm not saying you specifically, but guys who are very connected to the industry but not necessarily in the Bay Area, have this belief or this notion that if Garoppolo struggles this year, the team is so enamored with Nick Mullins, they could turn the keys to the car over to Mullins. We talked to John Lynch about it yesterday. He gave Garoppolo an endorsement. It didn't sound like it was an overwhelming endorsement, but that, I think, is us just nitpicking. What do you make of that situation? Is Garoppolo on a shorter leash than some may expect?
Joe, I'll give you – here's the way I'll sum it up. If they are – at the midway point, 3-5, and Garoppolo's not playing well, then you could start talking about it. Their defense, which was a problem last season, is vastly improved because they knew it. They had to make a major commitment to improve the front four, and they've done that in a big way. Offensively, look, they don't have Tevin Coleman. It could be a while with a high ankle sprain. When they run it, they want to run it more efficiently. We know what Kyle wants to bring. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo's got to be better. They won last week in spite of him. He didn't play well. He's got to play better. The quarterback will not be the same as he was before the injury the first year. It's not going to happen. You got to be patient. But they feel like that their offensive line's good, and I think it is. They're great at tight end. They're deeper at receiver. Don't forget, they lost McKinnon for the year, most likely. And then you have the Coleman injury. So when they run it, I don't know how well they're going to run it. Breed is talented, but he hasn't shown us he could stay healthy. So I think there's going to be a little bit more pressure on Garoppolo going forward. I think that's probably the thing people are missing here. Without these running backs, Garoppolo's going to have to do a little bit more.
And this week, I think it's going to be a big challenge against a pretty tough Cincinnati defensive front. Last in the league last year in total defense, looked to be improved this year. How do you see that front affecting what the Niners try to do, particularly in the ground game?
Yeah, guys, for the listeners, so when you watch Sunday, yes, everyone knows about Carlos Dunlap, but wait till you see Sam Hubbard, who was a third-round pick last year, who they absolutely love. He's out of Ohio State. He had a big game last week. He's a breakout player for them. They have the great Geno Atkins, who may be a Hall of Famer. Andrew Billings, who's on the funny of his rookie deal. Their front four is outstanding. They don't have a lot of depth, but they're really good there. They've got Preston Brown, who's their middle linebacker, who's a good tackler. They're not deep at corner. That is, to me, because the Niners could spread them out. This is where I think the Niners could have some opportunity. They're not good at nickel or dime corner. If I'm the Niners, and by the way, they're going to have to do this because they're so bad, they're so late at running back with their top two guys being out. To me, you spread them out, and you it's Pettis. They got to get Goodwin, by the way, downfield. They got to take shots there. You saw Richie James, by the way, with his big play. Deebo Samuel got in the game, and they got to get Kittle the ball a little bit more. In terms of big play possibilities, I think they're going to be there because I don't think the Bengals secondary is all that good. I think if you could protect, to answer your question, you could definitely score here.
95.7 The Game football insider Adam Kaplan, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Always a smash hit, Adam. Thank you for your time. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up soon.
Guys, thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.